Hi, this is Rhys Jones. Welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast is on how to write a business plan for your startup recruitment business. And to a lot of recruiters who want to set up their own recruitment company, the idea of a business plan, more often than not, is something they don't fancy doing because it's admin. And as recruiters, we're not particularly excited about admin. But the old saying is fail to plan, plan to fail. But the good news in writing your recruitment business plan is it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be full of narrative, and it can actually be really simple. Because at the end of the day, the recruitment industry and a recruitment business is actually very simple. It's not rocket science. It's not like you're manufacturing something or there's an R&D department or you're buying stock in. You're doing what you do now, which is running a desk. So writing your business plan can be really, really small. If you want to add more to it, that is obviously going to help. But the backbone of your recruitment business plan is to find out if it is viable and how much cash you need to set up your recruitment company. I have done another blog, another podcast. I've also written a blog on this, on how much money it costs to set up your recruitment company. So you can have a listen to that when it gives you more detail. But the backbone of any business plan, startup business plan, is your sales forecast. Because your sales forecast turned into a cash flow forecast. And your cash flow forecast tells you how much money you need. And if you haven't got the money, it's not viable. As simple as that. Business can be simple. It's just as human beings, we try and make things complicated. So how would I write a sales forecast? Well, a lot of you are thinking, well, that's easy because I do that in the office. However, you're not in the office. You're sat probably in your back bedroom or in an office on your own. And you haven't got the facilities you have now. You don't have the same database. You don't have the PSLs. You don't have the brand, you don't have the people around you, you don't have those other things that help you build. So don't assume that you can replicate what you build now. So how do you find it if you can? The best method I find is a very simplistic method. And this is a method that I actually used in my own recruitment businesses with the recruiters at the end of each year so they could plan for the following year and how they would make more money. And it's simple as looking at your previous 6 months or previous 12 months billings. I put them in a spreadsheet. Next to the vacancies, where did you get the vacancies from? And next to the candidates, where did you get the candidates from? Now, this allows you to see scientifically where you actually get your business from, because you'll assume you get it from, let's say, job ads, LinkedIn, all the clients come from you, none of them PSLs, or whatever it might be. But I found through real-life experience of building my teams that more often than not, there were some things in there that surprised them. So when your livelihood depends on your business succeeding, then your sales forecast has to be really, really good and well thought through. And to do that, you've got to analyse where your money came from. So that's where you start. You look at where your money comes from, and if there's things that you won't have, you've got to take those into account. So that's one big issue. The other issue is looking at your restrictive covenants. I advise you to get them checked by a legal expert for the businesses that the recruiter that joined my business, we have a barrister retained who looks at the restrictive covenants. You've got to bear in mind those restrictive covenants, how that will impact any sales forecast. So once you've considered both those things, that's when you do your sales forecast. Now, the sales forecast then should be relatively simple, but then it's turning it into a cash flow forecast. And this is where I think recruiters find the P&L and cash flow is a little bit daunting. Again, it's relatively simple. However, I'm not ignorant to the fact that I am particularly naturally good with numbers and spreadsheets. So although I find it easy, doesn't necessarily mean everybody finds it easy. But I'll try and explain why I think it's easy. So you simply put the months across the top of your spreadsheet with the figures in. And then if you're in a contracted business, you get your cash straight away. So that's quite easy through a factoring company. If you're in a perm business, then how quickly do your people start? And does it take a month, 2 months, 2 weeks, whatever it might be? So underneath the placed, I would suggest then you put an invoice line, which is when your candidates start. And then underneath that is how long on average your clients take to pay. Now, if you're in, for example, the construction industry, that's horrendous for paying. Sometimes it takes 2-3 months. Some industries, for example, like legal, they tend to pay the same month. So that'll impact on when you get paid. So if you look at a simple, in January you place 10 grand, you think that person would then start in Feb, and then your client would then pay in March, you then know from January, if you've got a placement, you're not going to get paid till March. So that is your cash coming in. Your cash flow is underneath that, and that's obviously all your expenses. So that'll be your website, your CRM, accountancy costs, all the various things that go into your business, and also how much you need to live off. Now, this is a a sort of greyish area, because how much you want to live up, how much you want your business is one thing you've got to think about. How much do you want to tighten your belt? But then again, do you want to put yourself under lots of stress and pressure by living on a shoestring? So that is something you've got to think about. But you've got to put in there what you're going to pay yourself. So once you've done that, all those things added up, that your costs are then minus from the bottom line, which is your cash in. And that will tell you where you hit, go in the black rather than the red. Because the first couple of 3 months, wherever it might be, there'll be a minus figure. As soon as the cash comes in, that'll reduce the minus figure. And then it might even go to a positive figure. The biggest minus figure you have before it starts going smaller, that's how much money you need to set up your recruitment business. Now, what you probably want to do is add a bit more money on that, just in case your sales forecast doesn't go according to plan. But that is roughly what you need to set up your business. So that is the answer to the question of how much does it cost to set your recruitment business up. And going back to the good news about your business plan, is that is the most important thing, is understanding how much money you need and when you'll start making money and what the profit looks like. Because the rest of what you do as a recruitment consultant is finding the candidates and finding the clients and making the money. Because what we do every day is we run a desk and we go to the desk and we look at, is that candidate worth canvassing out today? Is that a vacancy worth working on? Or do I go out and find something else? So we make commercial decisions every day. The stuff that surrounds it, if you're systematic, can get done. Now, there's a contradiction in what I'm going to say now, which is it's very difficult to break a recruiting business or fail in your recruitment business, but it's also very easy, which is contradictory, I know. But it's not rocket science, but it's also easy as a recruiter, because we chase vacancies and we chase candidates, because that's how we're bred, is you miss stuff, and that's where you're going to make the mistakes. But coming back to the business plan, that's where you can start padding it out from your sales and cash flow forecast. And that's just listing the things that you've got to think about, which is, for example, how do you register your company? What are you going to call your company? And when I talk about what you're going to call your company, you need to Google if a recruitment company exists with that name. That's really important, because if a company exists with that name, then you've got an issue that they could force you to change your name. If you look on Companies House as well and look for a company name, it's not as big a problem if there's another company with that name, provided it's not a recruitment company. So, for example, if you want to call yourself an ABC Recruitment, and there's an ABC company already there, you can call yourself ABC Recruitment UK Limited, where it might be. It doesn't really matter too much at Companies House, but what you're going to brand yourself as does, so you need to Google that. You also got to think about, okay, which CRM am I going to use? Which accountant am I going to use? What am I going to do for job boards? And this is where you got to go through a checklist of all the things that you think you might need. So imagine where you are now, what do you take for granted? And when you sat in your back bedroom or an office, what are you going to need? Will you need the website? What CRM do you want? What happens when the IT goes down? Who's going to do the invoicing? Who's going to do the accounts? Do you go VAT? Are you limited? Sole trader? You've got to list all the things that you've got to think about. Now, that to me isn't necessarily so much a business plan. That is you going through a checklist to make sure that you've got all these things covered, because you know what to do with them. If you find a good accountant, quite often they can help you with the rest of those parts. Not so much the CRM, obviously that's what you choose. IT support, they might be able to recommend. Accountant sometimes can be a good place to start to fill in some of those gaps. But as far as the recruitment business plan goes, as I mentioned, you don't really need a narrative. You don't need to put down what your mission statement is, or what culture you want, or how many staff you're going to have years two and three. It's really about the basics of making money and getting cash in, because that's the most important thing to get through your first 6-12 months, is getting money in. After that, then you can start thinking about your expansion. Obviously, it's a good idea to think, okay, where do I want to be? Do you want a boutique company? Do you want a big company? Do you want to sell it? Those are nice things, but you will find that your attitude to these will change as the business grows. You might want a small business, and once you get small, you want a big business. You might think you want a big business, then when you get to a boutique size, you decide you don't. And certainly in the first year or two, you will react to opportunities and setbacks. Hopefully more to opportunities, and usually it is, to be fair, opportunities. And opportunities quite often can be major accounts you didn't think you'd get or you didn't see coming, or ex-colleagues that ask if they can join you. So you've got guaranteed billers that you know you can work with that are going to make money, and those sort of opportunities you've got to react to. So you can't really put those in a business plan. So I'm not saying do a flimsy business plan, but what I am saying as a recruitment consultant myself, none of us really like admin. So don't be put off setting up your own business about because you don't know about the business plan. But what I would say though is you've got to start with your cash flow forecast, because that'll tell you if it's viable. And what I mean by viable is, one, is it going to make profit, which is pretty obvious, but also how much money do you need? And this is where I find some recruiters who inquire with me about setting up, they haven't really thought how much money they need. They don't know. And that is a deal breaker. So say, for example, you need, your cash flow tells you you need 15 grand and you haven't got 15 grand. There's no point in writing your business plan, is there? Because you haven't got the 15 grand. You've got to find the 15 grand first. If you work with me, that's a bit different because I fund it. So if somebody comes to me, they haven't worked it out, I help them work it out and I explain how I actually fund it, because that's what I do. I'm a recruitment business investor. In addition, obviously, to be the mentor, the coach, provide the support services, but I won't turn this into an advert for what I do. But that's the core of it, is looking at your cash flow forecast, how much money do I need, and then doing your checklist. And that's really it. So I hope you've enjoyed this, talking about how to write your recruitment business plan. I have written a series on this, which is on my blogs, which is on my website, if you check that out. I've also got an ebook there as well. But if you are interested in finding out how I might be able to help you, you can find me on LinkedIn and send me a message.